From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ending, saying he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending. He'd been complaining that for too long, the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance. He gave no specifics on which countries had agreed to increase defense spending, but he said several countries had cumulatively boosted defense spending by $33 billion in the last year. Published reports say during the meeting in NATO, in Brussels with NATO leaders, Mr. Trump threatened to pull the U.S. out of the alliance. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there was a, quote, new sense of urgency to increase funding. He credited Trump with, quote, having an impact. Mr. Trump is now in London. His schedule is expected to keep him out of the areas where massive protests are planned. After visits to England and Scotland, where he owns two golf resorts, the president will go to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. President Trump said,